12th parak of Ksuvah's Mishnah Beis, we're talking about a husband that made a deal with his wife that she had a daughter from previous marriage, and the husband made a condition that he's going to feed his daughter for 5 years. Nises, the daughter got married. Now, aside from the father that took on himself as a chiyuv for 5 years, she has a husband who's mechuyuv to feed her. Abam leisin lemezaynus, her husband will give her the mezaynus. Vehei noisin lo dmei mezaynus. Here is that there are two fathers from the first marriage, from the second marriage, so she gets three portions. Yeah, one portion of food and two of the value of the food. Meisu, if these husbands of her mother died, there's a tnaik suva that when they get married, he says, I'm going to feed all your female daughters after my marriage. So these daughters that are part of the tnaik suva, they collect from money that was in his possession. They do not collect from money that was from a property that was sold. Because the rule, there's a tikkun olam that we do not collect from sold property for the mazon of the daughters because it causes complications. The lakuchas that buy the property have no way of knowing how long this girl's going to go eating food, how much of a lien is on the property. And therefore they said, there's no lien on the property. But over here, that he made a specific condition for only 5 years, it's like any schaivas, but there is a lien on the property. So the daughters are getting the tnaik suva, which is an unlimited amount of time. They can only get from the nechasim that were in his possession. The daughters that got this explicit agreement that for 5 years, they can collect from the nechasim mishubadim, the nechasim that was property that was sold in the time of the life of the father. She's like any other person that he owes money to. The smart ones, when they would be mischayev for 5 years, that he says, I'm gonna be mischayev to give you mezaynus 5 years as long as we're together. Basically, he saves himself having to feed her after the divorce.